Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, as we know, wrestlers don't retire. I mean, they'll come on the television screen, they'll go, I am retiring, you'll never see me again. And then 6 weeks will pass and they wake up and goes, shouldn't have done that. And then they come back. This is totally fine though, because don't forget, when you do hang up your boots, you're going to hang up your boots for good. So if you do get a little bit lonely and you need to go and roll around in a ring, I say, hell yeah, go and do it. However, it does come to us all, no matter what profession you're in. So I am Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Please hit that subscribe button. And using our brains and being massive nerds, here's 10 wrestlers who could retire in 2023. Number 10, Billy Gunn. Now, I say this, but will he? Because despite being 59 years old, Billy Gunn is in tremendous shape, and when he wrestles, I'm like, bro, how are you almost 60? This doesn't make any sense. So he's an absolute specimen, and of course, right here, right now, along with the acclaimed, he has found popularity maybe higher than even when he was back in the Attitude Era. I mean, this guy's absolutely smashing it. Time is a funny old thing, though, and he is about to enter his seventh decade. You have to think he's probably considering this. Although, I can throw a curveball straight away, because look at what Sting has been doing. And yes, we're going to talk about him later. So, of course, there is a chance that Billy does decide to walk away at the end of the year. But if he doesn't, and he keeps on going, and he keeps on being daddy ass, am I going to complain? No. Number 9, Dustin Rhodes. And this is mostly because he told us. And of course, anything can change in wrestling, but during a recent interview, Dustin Rhodes did indeed say he believes that 2023 will be his last year in the sport. I tell you, that's a massive loss. Because Rhodes has reminded us all over the last few years, not only is he a severely underrated talent, but he has basically changed the game since day one. I mean, if you go all the way back to Goldust, sure, it was a bit controversial, but if you want to make the argument, it helped kickstart the Attitude Era, I ain't going to argue with you. What's even crazier than this is that if Dustin does decide to keep going, nobody is going to blink, because again, he is so good in that ring. But do not forget, he does have his wrestling school, and he is still going to be linked to the business, and anybody who is able to learn that tree is going to be better than they would have been otherwise. Number 8, Edge. Edge's second run has been amazing, not only because he was away from the ring for like 10 years, but when he had to give it up the first time, it was because he had a serious neck injury. So for him to do what he's done over the last few years, well, it's absolutely ridiculous. And sure, the Judgment Day heel turn may have not been the greatest thing ever, but he and everybody else understood this. They went and made amends, and then he was just back to having amazing matches. I mean, I can't remember the last time he had a bad one. The only reason that he does enter this list is because he too has hinted that maybe 2023 will be his last year. He was talking about, oh my gosh, maybe I'll have this big match in Canada and I will walk away. And look, he is a massive success out of wrestling. He's got a family and a budding acting career. And what hasn't he done? Honestly, we could cross our arms and stand here and debate this for 10 minutes. Adam Copeland has done it all. And of course, there's every chance he falls into that schedule where he does just come back once or twice a year, and I'd be cool with that, but it would mean saying goodbye properly. I tell you, what a flipping career he had. Number 7, the Hardy Boys. Man, Jeff only had a brief run in AEW before they did have to put their tag team on hold again. And of course, this was down to Jeff's personal problems. And as we always say, when it comes to health and happiness, that is far more important than doing some predetermined grappling. That's why if he does decide to stay away, I suppose the Hardy Boys are already done. Now, Matt has come out and been very vocal about the fact that he would like to retire alongside his brother. But sometimes life doesn't work that way. So but maybe it's already gone kaput. If it is the way, though, you cannot look past what this pairing has done. I mean, they basically rewrote the rule book to the point you wouldn't have a lot of wrestlers today if it wasn't for the Hardy Boys once did. It's also astounding how long they've been going, because I'm pretty sure Jeff Hardy had like a dark match on Raw in 1996. So they've got longevity too. And when you see them in the ring, sure, they're a little bit slower, but they are not bad. I'd also imagine the Matt probably keeps chugging away because he is the master of reinventing himself. And selfishly, it would be nice to see them tag just one last time. But again, personal problems are more important than wrestling. I will say that till the cows come home. Where'd they even go? Number six, Randy Orton. But this one, very worrying. Because all the recent report and rumors state that Randy Orton's back injury is so bad, especially after having surgery, that he may never be able to return to a wrestling ring. And just quickly, forget what he's already achieved, because it's ridiculous. The reason this makes me so damn sad in my tum-tum is before he did go away, he was teaming with Matt Riddle in the RK-Bro tag team, and he just seemed to be having so much fun. So that came out the TV, it smacked me in the head, and all of a sudden I was having fun too. Given that he will be receiving the best care, let's hope this is not the case, and he can return on a reduced schedule. But he is basically like Edge. If he does have to say, see ya pal, and walk off into the sunset, he cannot regret anything. He's an absolute legend. I mean, it still would be a shame because he's one of these guys that does deserve a proper send-off as everyone kind of dances around the ring. And hopefully, I am just being a worrying Walter. But when you remember what the RKO is, and that Randy Orton has essentially been landing on his back for 20 years, well, I can imagine that does leave a pretty bad mark.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number five, John Cena. Well, it's got to happen eventually, doesn't it? Now, John Cena was able to squeeze his one match in 2022 on December the 30th, so he could keep that record going that he started back in 2002, and it seems very likely he's going to be at WrestleMania, where he's either going to be taking on Logan Paul or Austin Theory. Quite the trip. With this evidence though, and the fact that he is a proper Hollywood superstar now, I can see him doing WrestleMania 39, and then much like Dwayne Johnson, just going, well, I'm an actor now, and I'm not gonna be back that much. This makes perfect sense too, because if he is gonna be in more films, and he is gonna be in more TV shows, he has to protect his body, because all it takes is one minor injury, and the whole production could shut down. We all know the deal with his legacy too. I mean, he's basically untouchable. And don't forget, when he was announced to that SmackDown last year, they just sold the building out. John Cena is a star. So it is hard to see him doing anything after WrestleMania 39, although of course, when we get to Mania 40, he'll probably make an appearance. But if you do like Big Match John, I'd enjoy the next one. I don't think you'll get him anymore. Number four, Sting. So we mentioned this, and I gotta tell the truth, it sucks. Now, it's not a huge surprise, because I'm pretty sure that Sting is 63 this year, but in a recent interview, he did say, well, my AEW contract is up very soon, and when it does, I do believe I will retire. Steve Austin also said that he thinks Darby Allin will be involved at some point, so maybe those two finally have a match, and Darby beats him before he does go away. I would just be so upset when this does happen. I mean, I loved Sting before, but everything he has done in All Elite Wrestling has been so damn good. And look, I don't think his WWE run was an absolute disaster, but in comparison, this is the type of send-off that heroes like this deserve. Number three, Rey Mysterio. And we talked about this on another video recently, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to expect. And the only reason I put Rey Mysterio in here is because he's almost 50, he has had a lot of injuries, and if we do get to WrestleMania 39 and he has that big match against Dominic, his son, which he has wanted for ages, will he go when his contract comes due? Well, what else am I gonna do? I mean, I already changed wrestling back in the late 90s. Maybe I'll just go home and sleep. I really think it depends on how his body is holding up, because did you see what he did over the last 12 months? Rey doesn't make any sense when it comes to wrestling, because he still moves like he's in his 20s, whereas look at me, I'm in my 30s, I can basically not get out of bed. And do not forget that it will be a huge deal if Rey does decide to retire, because again, you can find your favorite wrestler of 2023, and I will bet my ass, not that anybody wants that, they were inspired by Rey Mysterio. I mean, he was an absolute revelation in 1997, and he's continued to keep it up ever since. Number two, Brock Lesnar. Because if he wants to go, he's just gonna go. I mean, Brock Lesnar is already on a lesser schedule these days and is essentially a gun for hire. When you kind of sit down and think about it, what else is he actually gonna do? Now, I would like to see the long-rumored Gunther match at WrestleMania 39, but when that is done, win or lose, you kind of survey the situation, and he's fought everybody, he's won every title, and he's made a bunch of cash, so maybe it's time to go back to his ranch and just be quiet. Money will likely play a part because we know at heart Brock is a businessman, but he also absolutely hates people. So if there is like a big company sale or Vince McMahon goes again, maybe he just can't be bothered with it anymore. Never forget how great he was either. I mean this, he is absolutely in my top 10 list, and don't come and at me. Just because he approached the business in a different way didn't mean he kicked all of the ass, because he absolutely did. Number one, CM Punk. Now I'll tell you, I don't want this. Because after CM Punk returned in 2021 and set the wrestling world crazy, he not only proved he still had the chops, but he engaged with a feud with MJF that became Wrestling Feud of the Year. And that doesn't just happen, you've got to be really good. The problem though, as we know, is that we don't know if Punk is going to make amends with AEW, and we have no idea what his relationship with WWE is, especially with Vince McMahon back in power. So it may be a case that CM Punk wants to wrestle for a major promotion, but there's nowhere to go. Now, I do want to say that I think wrestling is better with CM Punk in it, but once again, he is a top-tier talent, and therefore he wants to be involved with a top-tier company. So this one is going to be very interesting to watch, I tell you. I can't call it. I mean, that's kind of always been the way. So basically, I really do hope that AEW and Punk can make amends and we can get back on track with this, because there is so much we didn't do. I mean, one of the feuds I always wanted to see was Punk versus Kenny Omega, but that one, just throw it over there. I don't think we're gonna get it. Now, please do leave a comment below and let me know any other wrestlers you think may retire in 2023, or have I got any of these ones wrong? There's only one way to find out. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. And over to WhatCulture.com, where you can read articles like this with your eyes. Make sure you come say hello on social media at WhatCultureWWE and Simon316. And why not check out another list video? I mean, it's what YouTube was built on. My name is Simon WhatCulture. Thank you for joining me as always. And don't have a great day. Don't have a great week. Don't have a great month. Don't have a great year. Have a great life.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.